We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. It's a real privilege for us to be here, and we're so glad that you came by. I don't know what you clicked on to get here, but we're glad you're here, and we hope that you'll listen to the whole message. These messages are very special, and I know sometimes they start out at a certain level, but they always go higher and higher, so if you listen to the whole thing, you'll be very blessed. Sometimes there's prophetic words near the end that if you quit too soon, you will really miss out. We want you to get all the blessing. Also, you can download these for later to listen to them at other times or share with anyone. And we're just so glad you're here. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord, for how you've raised him up and you've taken him through and you're healing him, Lord. You've given him back his ability to speak. You've given him back his use of his limbs. And Lord, you're healing him every moment. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord. You're so good. You're so wonderful. And we're trusting and we know that you're going to bless people out there in wonderful ways because you're our answer. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, I feel so unworthy today because you're so holy, so very special. And I feel so not qualified to do what I'm doing because you're beyond, you are God Himself. Lord, I love you and I praise you. And I see that my body is so fearfully and wonderfully made that you made it after your life like this, after your goodness, as we grow in grace, after we receive Jesus, we receive that extra pardon, that extra strength. Father, when we first start out, we're making as many mistakes about as we're doing good. But eventually, you work on our lives till we come into perfection. And perfection is where you wish for us to be. And we know that people that don't have faith in a sin. So really, there's a lot of different sins we call sins, but some of these sins are not the same qualification as other sins are. There's some sins that's not under death. Some sins are forgiven. Some sins will not be forgiven. And that's the way you arrange it, and that's the way we accept and believe that you are holy God. And Father, we thank you that you're real. You're very special. You're very glorious, and I feel so inadequate to let this world know that I am not nothing, but you're everything. And you've told me more I decrease, the more that you'll increase. And I believe that we're at that point, Father God, I just turn it over all to you. And you just come in, and I'll just give you my body as a mouthpiece, and you speak through me. And speak the words of God, of oracles from heaven. Father, I pray that you'll send forth a mighty unction of the Holy Ghost by the anointing of the Spirit of God to get our minds stayed on thee. And those who have been wayward this last days, I pray that you'll speak to them in a mighty way, letting them know that we need to call upon you. Now is an accepted time. Now is a day to come into a new path and stay in that path, not just come into it, but remain in it after we get there. And to work out our salvation with fear and with trembling, and praying always, build up ourselves in most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We need that extra faith. We need that extra text. We need that extra pardon. And it comes by knowing you, dear Lord. We thank you that you made provisions that we can come to you as a child. Well, as a child, I thought as a child. But we start learning your word, and we come to you in your presence, and you help us to grow. Man don't help us to grow, but you help us to grow. We've got this term wrong. When a child, that's where the churches help us. When a child, when we become a man, we get spiritual growth comes from you direct. All people will never get very far in life or in ministries until they come to that one-on-one touch and the tutorship of the Holy Ghost. It's real. And I'm thankful that I've been in the school of the Holy Ghost for quite a few years, and you've never Oh, I feel the unction of the glory of God is coming. Glory. Oh, Lord, you're so wonderful. You've been such an inspiration. You've helped me as a young man, taught me the value of your Spirit. Probably more than I don't know of anybody that's had what I've had. You let me see things and enjoy it day by day. I mean, Father God, I'm just giving the glory. Every day you give me a new task. And people say you can't talk, but you talk to me every morning. And when you tell me that day it was going to happen, it happened. It happened just like you said. I feel the glory of God down here with mighty power, with mighty presence of God. God is here to touch you, America. Touch you. If you're in London, England, if you're in Australia, wherever you are, God is here to touch you. I believe I'm going to give my testimony today because I feel that some of you might encourage you. If I'll tell you a little bit about myself, I won't tell you my name because I don't want to receive any glory. That's why I leave my name anonymous, because this is freedom. I've been called by God. And Father, we just pray that you'll bless this time. Father, we just pray that you'd come down and anoint me. Let me say only what you'd have me to say. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Many, many years ago, I got discouraged in churches. I seen that people were praying for revivals and they weren't living very close sometimes after the revival came. So I started praying, seeing what the trouble was. I prayed pretty close to 8 years, over 7 years, seven full years probably. And at the end of that seventh to eighth year, God came in my heart in a very special way, in such a way that the Holy Spirit, one night, June 6th, 1977, at 10:35, God came into my room and told me, he put the call in my heart, personal, and I heard his voice like a voice of many waters. He told me he's going to use me in his last days. He said, when the time my hair got gray and I got where I was, well, didn't have much strength, when I was old, that's when the Holy Spirit would really use me. I've just had a stroke here lately, so my time has got coming up very closely that I don't have many more years to go unless God really supernaturally helps me. And then it looks like I'm going to have just a short ministry, because I've worked in jail ministries and I've worked and pastored a couple churches for a couple years, but nothing gigantic, it was just small churches. But God is going to move mightily. By his Spirit, there was liberty. There's strength. There's power. But the Lord spoke to my heart. He says, I've got a plan for you. So I want to leave it here before all you people today. The plan was that I was tied 10% of my time reading God's Word. And he told me not to just read it like most people read it or study it. He says, you eat it. So I just literally, 6 months' time, Bibles would be, pages would just almost fall out of them. But I ate those words for about close to 10 years. And these words started getting into my spirit, into my being. And when I at that time I was driving heavy, worked on heavy equipment, so I was driving a large truck, going into the jobs where the job sites were. And sometimes it'd be 200 or 300 miles each way. And I'd pray in the spirit. And when I get to the job, I knew what was gonna happen. There's power in praying in the Spirit. There's definite power. I had a little air compressor that would get to where it'd pop or backfire through the exhaust every time he'd shut himself off. Spirit of God says, pray in the Spirit. So I would wait for it when it was out, when it was going to shut off. I'd pray in the Spirit. And never one time did that ever backfire. And that was over years. But if I didn't pray, I'd go bang, just like that. And God was so merciful to me. He let me see these little things that a lot of people wouldn't understand. But I remembered about how that there's great power through the Spirit. And then my brother was dying in Reno. And my father and mother was there. And my dad said my brother only had just a few minutes to live. So I said, why can't I go in and pray for him? He said, well, I don't see him do any harm. So I went in and I quietly prayed in the Spirit. for 2 hours and 38 minutes, I think it was, and he came back alive. I've seen these things happen time and time again. If you pray in the Spirit, and I heard a person today says they didn't see any need while you prayed in the Spirit. Well, I think praying in the Spirit, it gets clears all the airways. It gives you a great audience of the Holy Ghost. It gives you the angels from heaven to surround your boundaries. No interference coming into your pathway. And you get a direct line into heaven. And when you start praying that Holy Ghost, God comes down and touches people, helps people, relieves them, and we don't get the credit. That's what we don't need the credit. We, us, God's people, we don't need the credit. God, it's His glory. It's for Him. He is all. And that's what God is so, we men have a tendency to want to assume the glory. Oh, I just did this through prayer. No, God gave you the answer through prayer. All you did is just voice a few words. God did the supernatural power. You can pray all day. If you don't have the Spirit of God, it won't be any better, any worse than when you start. It's just, that's the way it is. God gives us a channel as we voice the signals to heaven. God's ears are open to those whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. And He, those that are ready for Him, He's there attentively listening to you, waiting for you to make that signal to heaven, and He translates ways to that object. It's been happening around the internet. We've had cases of cancer victims, and we get calls. I don't see the person. And my brother Clint comes to me and tells me, because he gets the request. And I just simply, very simply, I'm not nothing. I want you to know I'm not doing nothing. But I want you to know that I don't have to do nothing, because God says, you just speak the word, it'll happen. And we're seeing great results through America, through other places of the world, that we get letters back that people are touched from heaven. Well, that's how God does it. He does it through the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. It's where signals don't get crossed up by interference. There's a clear path that reaches to heaven and shines light as that our satellites that carry forth our telegraph waves or radio waves or whatever you want to call them for signals. The same is in heaven. God has signals before any man ever thought about having. What all they have, I don't even know what they have, but God's way is so beyond man's way. His way is higher, and we need to come into that old-fashioned way from heaven. And if we'll come into that place, there is no limit what God can do. We try to do it within ourselves. We're powerless. We're faithless. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And how can you pray for something if you don't know it's going to be answered? When I pray, and when you pray in the Spirit, I know it's going to be answered. I have the confidence that God is already going to hear that, because I am nothing, but He is all things. And He takes this little nobody as me. I am. Brother Clinton even had a dream one time. I was like a man in a brown suit. But when the Spirit of God came upon me, I got big, taller than him. And I'm just saying what he told me. But that's what it is. When you, in your own self, you're very small. You're very impure. You're very imperfected. But if you do it in God, in His power, in His anointing, you get great power. You get great success. We prayed for a young man a few Saturdays ago in a rescue mission. And this man came and he had me just pray for him. And I prayed for him, just giving a general package. He didn't say, look. And he came back a month later and says, you know what? I got to tell you something. He said, I've been an epileptic all of my life. Just think about that. This man had been an epileptic all of his life, and he found no strength. He was like when they went to the man there, they troubled waters. But God troubles the waters. He set this young fellow free. He didn't have nowhere. I can't hardly speak. But it wasn't just that. He had a left eye that was blind. He didn't tell me about that. And that blind eye could see. He did his epileptic healed. He healed his blind eye. And he also, his ear, left side, was something wrong on the left-hand side of the face. But he didn't tell me these things. I simply just prayed for him. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, that young man could hear. And that's not the end of it. God gave me a brand new heart. Oh, hallelujah. His heart is, you know, you can go into heaven and have a bad arm, have a no eye, can't hear, you can make it to heaven. But people have been so enthralled about getting healings, they forgot their heart is the main issue in our life. Because if you stop in a minute of time, if you have a blindness, you have a hearing problem, or whatever the problem is, because your heart is right, you're going to make it to heaven. And you're going to have a new heart, a new vision. You're going to have everything up there anyway. So we're on a short term here upon earth. And we need to not worry so much about having our needs met here, but it's beyond eternity. But we can sometimes have needs met here. God's been very faithful. But the most important point I want to get across to you this day, that is our salvation has to be pure, holy with God. Because if we miss out in this great event that's taking place very shortly, you're going to be without remedy. You're going to be here. A lot of Christians are going to miss out on that great, oh, that great heavenly home. That great heavenly home without spot, without blemish. That heavenly home that's so pure, so holy. And you live there forever and ever in splendor from heaven. Having your feelings, never having a bad day, always a good day up in heaven. Always having wonderful feelings, wonderful success. Heaven's going to be a glorious place. It's going to be a place for the redeemed, for those who have paid in full upon this life journey, that they've been victorious over death, grave, and hell, that they'll live in that last hour, and they'll live for eternity. And they shall raise from the grave. They shall all rise up in the twinkling of an eye, be caught up in the Lord, up in the air to meet our Lord. What a wonderful day. But the Holy Ghost is the one that's going to present us to Him. The Holy Ghost is His hour. And I tell you, I feel for some of you out there who have put the Holy Spirit out of your churches. Because, brothers and sisters, He is the one that can help you. He's the one that can save you. Many of you said you don't want him in your church. You know, you want everything rigid. You want to have everything by your understanding. But our understanding is very limited. Our understanding is very without order. It's very unpolished. It's very unlovable. It's even ruins many consciences. Consciences are seared by the power of some of the activity. But if we have a true encounter with God's Holy Spirit, He's going to present us to Jesus. And we're going to be caught up with Him. And it's going to be such a wonderful time. I had a vision about that, or a dream about it. And we were so happy. We were flying through the clouds from heaven in that dream that's beyond the laughter. The presence of God was so real. You know, you get around the Lord and you feel so good. You feel so light. You feel so wonderful. And you get around darkness and you feel just the opposite. You feel like everything is bad. You're so heavy. People say sharp things. They don't say loving things. That's the way it's going to be. When the church leaves this earth at that time, the rest that's here, that's left here behind, you're going to have a hard time. Because it's going to mean that you're going to either have to give your life or take the mark of the beast. And if you can't give your life, so you're going to take the mark of the beast, that means you're doomed for eternity. And there's going to be a lot of people, the good people, that's going to miss out. A lot of you have paid your tithes. You've been very faithful. You go to church every Sunday. But God wants us to be on fire. It's not just serving the Lord, but the Lord says that we must be an overcomer. We must be hot. And so many of you out there, you're cold. I love you, but you're really cold. And that's why God called me, because the church was getting so cold. And the Lord just started showing me, says, you've got to pray. And I don't know why God picked me for this spot, but I love Him. And I love you out there, whoever you are. You need to take time today. You need to take time and tell Jesus you love Him. Just tell Him that you want to have another chance, and He will give you that chance. He will be with you right now, wherever you are, this very second. Whatever the need is, you get down on your knees and you say, Lord, I love you, Lord. I want you to come in my life. I want you to take away this old cobwebs I have in my heart, these stony ground, and you'll come in. I'm going to tell you a little story. I went down to Haiti quite a few years back, and there was a man down there, but this man was a full gospel businessman's president of Port-au-Prince, and his heart had gone so hard that he is having heart attacks. And so that year I went to Kelowna, Canada, and other places throughout the world. I looked for equipment. Phoenix, Arizona, Long Beach, California, Ogden, Utah, just numerous places. But then I found myself in Haiti, down with a missionary down there. And so at a time, one point I want to bring out, this president of one time, a full gospel businessman, at one time had a wonderful encounter with God. But he'd lost his first love. He'd lost that sensitivity that he had with God the Father. That praying, you know, it comes only by praying, seeking God, calling upon Him, and waiting upon Him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And we need to do that continually. We need to call upon God. We need to call upon Him, seek Him. Keep our place up to date. We need to keep a good schedule. And apparently this man hadn't done that. So when I spoke to him or saw him at Port-au-Prince, and he didn't like me at all. So I said, well, I'll just be kind to him anyway. And so I went to this meeting the last night we was there, and he was it was his chapter was having this meeting that night. He got up and was talking, and he was so hard as nails when it was just one of those things that we give as we put God out from our hearts. We can't hide. If we don't have God, the Lord, in our heart, when we speak, we got harshness. We lost our love. And we bring out words of harsh words, of hostility, of things that people can't understand because we can't even express ourselves because of the blindness that's in our heart. And when this blindness is in our heart, We're really going around having not a good day, but we have bad days. We have troubled days. We have days of struggling. We have days of awkward living. We have times that we can't pray for the sick. We can't do nothing. We're just here on earth. And so many people are in this category that I'm just speaking about. They're out there tonight. There's people where you are. You need to have a new experience, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might get vital, that you might be able to pray for the sick, that you might be able to love those who are unlovely, that you might be able to do the will of God, that His work might be performed in victorious order, that you might walk in liberty. His liberty there is freedom, and God's here to set them free. That night when I was in that service, they put me curtain in the back of this place in a real dark building, and I got to feeling sorry for myself. I said, Lord, I said, why did I have to come over here to feel so rejected? Every place I go, I was put in the back of the van they had, sent back of it with the dirty shoes, and everybody else is up front, and they're all yelling up there. This just went time and time again. I was getting like, felt like trash. But God hadn't forgotten me. He doesn't forget you where you are. God knows what street you live on. He knows all about you. You know, the Lord just knows exactly where you are. We can't hide from God. He's always there. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him. He will help us to go into perfection. He understands that we're made out of dirt. He realizes that we make mistakes. But the problem is we don't ask Him for forgiveness. We just take it for granted that everything's okay, or we're actually sinning. And we need to ask God, when we do sin, He is faithful to just forgive us of sin and cleanse us from all unrighteous activity. The Bible truly says, if God be for us, who could be against us? We're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. See, I didn't really know, but God had a plan for my life in Haiti when I was feeling so rejected, so out of the picture. That's the human part coming into position. And we all have those human tendencies. We have times when go by what we feel more than going by who we are. And when we go by what we're feeling, we miss the mark. We miss what we're called to do. And missing the mark, in some degree, is sin. We sin at that. And we know that all of us do those at times. We miss the mark. We don't go in the depth that God would have us to move upon. And so this night, when the Lord spoke to my heart and said, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. I have a purpose for tonight. And I have a purpose for you being rejected. I have a person, I have sealed, but you had people was put their feet upon you even. And that's what we feel. We feel like that we find ourselves in life pathway that we're being tromped over by people because we're a Christian. But God says, do not fear, my child. For I, the Lord thy God, am with thee. For I will never depart from thee. If thou shalt walk upright from the Lord thy God, I shall help thee, and I shall heal thee, and I shall plant my seed upon thee, and thou shalt grow, and thou shalt be furnished with my irrigated, with my Holy Spirit will bless you, strengthen you, to pardon you for proper living. That I, the Lord thy God, should incorporate my blessings in the life in such a way that thou will be very prosperous in my journey. And I shall use thee, my child, in a very special way. But I say, many do not follow me. And really, too many times, we don't follow the Lord. When God comes in our heart, just like that he spoke, we're not where we should be. And that's what we need to look, continue to listen all the time. Because God just, Kevin, this message just spoke that I can't even tell, repeat what he said, because he is awesome. But he does that, he makes little extra moves in our life as life goes down, our life goes down the pathway toward heaven. You know, we never had the same day again. This day, when the sun sets, will be this day will be over. And if we live through the night, it'll be a new tomorrow. But we have to remember that every day needs to be quality time for the Lord. And that's really what we need to do, is start working out our salvation really with fear and tremblingness. We need to call upon God and seek his face that we might do his will. And his will is not just sit around feeling sorry for ourselves or going and doing, or jawing with a bunch of brothers and not nothing happening, you know, or even take the lesser way of saying little words you shouldn't say and all these things that brings us down to the depth that we're without power. But we need to stay on that plateau that God can be able to use you at any time. That he's able, though you're sitting in the back corner of a darkened building. I just want to encourage you. God can open the windows of heaven. And God can give you a power. And God can arrest the problems before you. And God will move upon the hearts of people. As that man got up finally, he says, oh, that man from wherever he's up, he says, would you get up and say a word? And I said, yeah, it's been a long day, but I went from Kelowna, Canada, down to Haiti. That's what I said. Sat down, just a few words, but that was the words that God wanted me to say. And those little few words got this man. And they tugged at his heart. He told me this later, but I'm going to tell you what. So anyway, when the service was over, he got up in front of all those people. He says, I ask for forgiveness. He said, God, take me to the woodshed while this service is going on. God had sent a man all the way from where this group came from. He had a bad heart and also a stony heart. He said, I'm going to get up and I'm going to ask him if he'll forgive me and come up here and pray for. I'm going to be the first one in line. And anyone that wants prayer, he's the man that God sent here to take over. And boy, I'll tell you, God moved that night, give this man a new heart. And I'll tell you, his life changed totally. And he didn't need no doctors no more. He didn't need, God gave him physically a new heart. Plus, he gave him one of love, a heart also of love, of the tender things of God that he could minister, that he could keep out in the last few years of his life might be profitable. That we wouldn't have to leave this world as a grumpy old man, but he had success as a godly man. A godly man, not a grumpy man, but a godly man. A man that would be led by the Spirit of God. But wherever you are, there's ministries that have to be met. If you're where you are, God will challenge you to go to the hospital, go to places, and you'll see people raised up. You'll see people that's dying, and they're going to be touched. And because you've got the faith, you're in the place that you are to minister God, your God's servant, and you have that faith in our Heavenly Father. He is bigger than whatever you're facing. He's bigger than the problem that's in that person that maybe has diabetes. And you have to be the one that prays that one to be healed of diabetes, or that one that cannot see. But God will never give you to the task that He will not, something you cannot do. There is no temptation taking you but such as common man. For God is faithful, suffering you not to be able to lift up. God's able to help you in any situation. There's no temptation taking you but such as common man. God is faithful, for He will lift you up and set you free. He's able to heal you. He's able to go before you. He's able to deliver His love, His strength, His calling. God wants us, we need the Holy Spirit of God in our lives in such a way that we're not moving in our own strength, we're moving in His strength. I can't move in my own strength anymore. I don't have no strength. And that's the time when God spoke to my heart, that's when I'll use you. It's just like Gideon. The Bible talks about Gideon. Gideon had the 37,000 men, but God says, you got too many men. And that's the way we are. God wants all the credit. With God, one man's a majority. The whole world comes with one man and God. God's one man is going to win. The whole world. They can't come against God Himself. God is bigger than the whole world. He's bigger than what you, any mountain you face. He's bigger than any sin you're against. He's bigger than any task before you. He is in you. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled. No longer let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. What a promise. He told me here, I just had a stroke about 3 weeks ago. And He told me, He says, lo, I'll be with you always. You know, I couldn't move. I couldn't hardly speak. But I was so happy. I told my brother Clint, he'll tell you, I was happy. I had a smile on my face. I was happy. I've been happy through it. Because He told me, He was, lo, I'll be with you always. And then also He told me, I was excited. He says, your day is in hand. Oh, hallelujah, that day of ministry is going to start right now. There's going to be a super duper powerful ministry that's going to come forth out of these channels. It's going to go all over the world. Brother Clint and I was so excited the other day. We heard that there's over 20 countries coming in right now, and we're reaching 20 different nations. And that to me is glorious. It's glorious. We're happy. We're just happy to be able to do it as unto the Lord. And out there where you are, we pray that God will bless you and give you that supernatural strength. And also, He has a vital task for each one of you. And I pray that we'll link ourselves together and walk up right before God, and we'll see each other in heaven one day, and we'll be so happy because we'll all live up and rejoice in the Lord forever and ever. What a wonderful day it's going to be. I'll tell you, it's without end. It's greater than any trip you ever went on. It's greater than any outing you ever been on. It's greater than anything that you've ever seen upon earth. These cruise ships, or what do they have? I don't go to those things. Those people that go, there's nothing compared what heaven's going to be. And when our people get the age, when they go on cruise ships, they should be, that's the time when they should be fired up. They should be fired up like I'm fired up. I'm fired for God. They don't want to get on a cruise ship. They want to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They want to preach the full gospel of Christ. They want to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. They're going to be like the early church. They're going to rise up and be healed. They're going to walk in victory. They're going to walk in splendor. They're going to walk in joy. They'll go off in peace and they will liberate the captivity and they'll be set free in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. I thank God for this ministry because I've got a brother that's so wonderful. He helps me because it looks like as I get farther and farther on it, I'm going to have less and less and less. And he'll probably have to do more and more and more. But He's such a loving man. He'll do that. He's just wonderful. But he takes right now where I'm having trouble right now with coffee. He'll stop this together right where you won't even know anything's wrong with it. He's just supernatural. Friendship, you need to have good friends. And you can't have good friends only in the Lord. The good friends in the Lord are glorious. Friends in the world are dime a dozen. But friendship with Jesus are few that find it. Few that have true friendship, true value of having a brother, a sister in the Lord. What a wonderful blessing. I have a lady that's coming to pick me up in a little while, and she's such a wonderful blessing. I've been graced by God's glory. I'll tell you, if you're out there, I love you. I don't ask for no money. I don't want no money. But that's what's love about this ministry. It's free. We just want to share with you Jesus and Him crucified, His power, His anointing. He lives on forever. But this day is coming soon. This hour is the day when there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be troubles. I predict that it won't be very couple of years and this planet's going to be in real trouble. There's going to be gas mains that's going to be split wide apart. And when that happens, horses' fires are going to break out. Buildings are going to topple down. And we're going to see tidal waves hit these shorelines of the United States. We're going to see devastations we've never seen before. We see right now the change of seasons. We're seeing the changing of the budding of the fig tree. There's problems every place you look. There's struggles every place you look. The prisons are full. The court documents are put on the burner for new trials because there's so many. They have to wait. And it's going to get worse and worse and more continuous as we go by. When the enemy comes in like a flood, which is now, God is going to raise up a standard against him. That's what this ministry is. It's a counter ministry that's going to help those out there that you love the Lord. It's going to give you some input. It's going to give you some strength because it's by the Spirit of God. I don't do this. God speaks through me. I don't know what I'm saying. I really don't. When I get through the services, I view every one of these. I tell you, I look at every one of these services. And they're all wonderful. And it just blows me apart how that God does it. I don't know, but God's God. He promised me that I could do this years ago. And my pastors, I'd slip and tell them a little bit about it. And they'd tell me I was crazy. I was weird. And told me that I would never amount to nothing. I'd better start writing things down on paper. Or I'd forget them and all this stuff. I'd never write nothing down. It's all by the Spirit of God. And I come in that place that I come in His presence with singing. Come in His presence with great power. In His presence with fullness of joy. And right hand pleasures evermore. God is God. God is real. God is faithful. He will not let you go. Dear friend. Dear child. God is the answer. He wants you this day to come into His presence with singing, with joyfulness, with gladness of heart. He is real. He is faithful. He'll not let you go. He's forever faithful. And God is on your side. Remember, the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. Not God, not Jesus. Jesus has come that you might receive life more abundantly. He might receive a new strength from heaven. The devil comes to hassle you. The devil comes to give you problems. The only way that you can defend yourself is live in true victory. Live in true harmony with God, and you will have plenty of strength. But when you get out here playing little games, when you get out here and cheat a little bit, and out here and don't tell the truth, when you start looking at the opposite sex too much, get out here and start having these shady deals, and you get out here and don't be truthful with the income tax. All these things are things that bring us from off of the pathway of the Lord. And so many people do this. They think, well, it's okay, but it's not okay. I'll guarantee you, and God is not slack concerning His promises. God is here to keep a true margin with no wavering, no confusion. God does all things under complete dedication, under true following. Everything that God does is true, honest, proper.
God's above any order. He has all power. He has all strength. He has the power for the hour. The enemy has a limited power. His power is when you get out of kilter with God and you're running from God. At that time, his power can overpower you. But when you get back in God's power, the enemy can't overtake you. It's so simple. So when you get to God, you need to call upon God continually, and he'll quit hassling you because he don't want to get messed upon by God. But when you get doing the wrong things where God can't keep his hand upon you, he says, my child, I'm just going to have to let you see what's all about, and I'll bring you back. Every time God lets us feel the wrath of the enemy, and we take it as God's punished us. No, it's the enemy. We get the enemy and God mixed up a lot of times. We take it that God's flipping us. A lot of times we're just flipping ourselves what we're doing. God don't even have to touch us. We're not what we should be. We need to face facts. We need to realize that God is a holy God. And he has a few rules that keeps this body under subjection. And he made us in his likeness and his image because what he gives us to do will make this body live a long time. But you start doing things that's hateful, things that's without honor, this body starts falling apart. This body gets some great tension. It gives some great blood pressure. Goes up real high where we can't stand ourselves. There's a lot of things that happen to this body itself. It's because we're not living where we should be with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you live right with God, you're going to have harmony in your life. Your mind is going to be stayed in the Lord. He will keep in perfect peace his mind to stay in thee because we trust in thee. God is a consuming fire. And he moves to his might, not by fight, nor by power, but by his spirit, said the Lord. God's here to help you. God's here to rearrange your life, that you're not a castaway no longer, but you can walk in his mercy, walk in his blessing, and he can walk in him and lean with that, leaning you're going toward heaven itself. God wants us to be victorious. He wants us to walk in victory. He wants to walk in his liberty. Jesus paid in full that we might receive liberty from heaven, that we can bind the powers. In the name of Jesus, you can learn to bind the powers of sin. You can learn to bind the activity of the evil one. If you're not where you should be, then you can't use that loving name. That loving name is given to God's children. And to be a child of God, we must live in his confinements of joy, peace. That's why we try to be Christians should live above reproach, very simply. But God understands. He even understands. God will help you, dear one. Wherever you are out there, God will help you. He will help you to have a good day. He will help you to start climbing. And he'll be very merciful to you. And if he comes and takes you home while you're being coming on, you will go to heaven. You will go to heaven because you've taken time to let him come in your life. And he will forget your past and put the sea of forgetfulness, and you'll make heaven. Listen, you need to take about face today because you can make heaven real. And he will forgive you of all the past things, the sins of yesterday. And you can have a new strength, a new hope, a new direction. And you can live happy. Happy is the man. I'm happy. I'm happy. You can be happy. You can be a happy person. And you can have success wherever you go. Yeah, I work. I still work. And I'm happy when I work. I'm happy because I sit out there as an old cat and sit there and talk to Jesus, talk to my Lord, talk to my Father. And oh, it's so profitable. I'm just going to quit very shortly. But you just have everybody have a good day. And I'll tell you, if you'll call in and tell my brother Clint, I'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. We'll pray that you'll have good days. And we pray that you'll... Oh, we just want everybody out there to live in God's realm. We want you to live in not so much in a fellowship of man, but you'll live in God's fellowship. God is the God of the churches. There's churches on every corner. But I don't really know how the churches... I don't know. But God is the answer because he is above the churches. I want to promote the God. I don't want to promote no church. I'm promoting the God the Father. If you're going to have a good church, that's great. But make sure you maintain with the Lord. And God bless you. God pour His Spirit upon you and bless you. And be merciful to you and give you mighty days in the Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Tony. God bless you out there. God bless everybody. God really bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heal, 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 heal. Bring ways of fire, of joy, unspeakable. Bring unto people, Lord, revivals. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we just pray in Jesus' name while I'm still anointing upon me. We pray for George this very moment. We pray for Lorraine and George. We pray for whatever this difficulty to be very minor. We pray that you'd override what they see. We pray that you'll bring healing. We pray for the miraculous miracles from heaven to come forth in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's already done. It's in your hand, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. Merciful Lord, we thank you, wonderful Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.